This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Trump's GLP-1 drug deal with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk falls short of cost control goals. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The Trump administration's agreement with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to control the cost of glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, receptor agonist medications is encountering significant implementation challenges that may limit its effectiveness in reducing out-of-pocket expenses for patients. According to reporting in Stat News, the voluntary pricing agreement contains structural loopholes that allow manufacturers to maintain high list prices while shifting cost burden to patients and payers. Key takeaways: the Trump administration's negotiated GLP-1 pricing agreement with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk contains unintended loopholes that limit cost control effectiveness. Manufacturers can maintain elevated list prices while using manufacturer assistance programs to offset patient out-of-pocket costs, creating a cost-shifting mechanism. The deal's structural design may fail to achieve its stated goal of making obesity medications more affordable for Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. Two major pharmaceutical manufacturers, Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, control the majority of the GLP-1 market, according to Stat News reporting on the administration's deal. GLP-1 market concentration and pricing dynamics, market share of leading GLP-1 manufacturers and cost control mechanisms, 2026 list price maintenance 85 cents, patient assistance program 72 cents, actual out-of-pocket reduction 38 cents. Source: Stat News Analysis, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. How the loophole works. According to Stat News reporting, the agreement allows Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk to keep list prices elevated while using manufacturer assistance programs to cover patient cost-sharing obligations. This approach creates a facade of affordability without reducing the underlying drug costs that drive system-wide expenses. The mechanism functions as follows. Pharmaceutical companies maintain high list prices, which determine insurance reimbursement rates and government program spending, but then deploy patient assistance programs to offset the out-of-pocket costs that would otherwise reach consumers. From the patient's perspective, medication access improves. From the payer's perspective, total costs remain high. Implications for Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. The structural flaw in the agreement has direct consequences for federal healthcare programs. According to Stat News, Medicare and Medicaid spending on GLP-1 medications may not decrease as substantially as the administration projected because manufacturers continue charging high list prices to these programs, even while subsidizing patient out-of-pocket costs. This approach preserves pharmaceutical industry margins while creating the appearance of a negotiated settlement. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, reimburses based on actual list prices, meaning federal program spending remains elevated even as individual patients experience reduced out-of-pocket expense through manufacturer assistance. Industry context and market dynamics. Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk dominate the GLP-1 market with medications including semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, and tirzepatide, Zepbound, Mounjaro, which have achieved unprecedented demand for both diabetes and weight management indications. The Trump administration's voluntary pricing framework attempted to address public pressure for cost control without imposing mandatory price negotiation. But according to Stat News, the design permits manufacturers to circumvent the deal's intent. Patient assistance programs, while genuinely helpful to individuals unable to afford medications, function as a cost-shifting mechanism when paired with maintained list prices. The manufacturer subsidizes the patient's copay while billing insurance and government programs the full elevated price, preserving profit margins across the entire distribution channel. The Trump administration's negotiated GLP-1 pricing agreement contains structural loopholes that allow manufacturers to maintain high list prices while using assistance programs to offset patient costs, potentially limiting federal program savings. Stat News Analysis, 2026. What this means for patients: Individual out-of-pocket costs may decrease through manufacturer assistance programs, but access remains dependent on participation in these initiatives rather than on sustainable pricing reform. Patients without awareness of or access to assistance programs may still face high copayments. For clinicians, prescribers should help patients navigate assistance programs to reduce their immediate costs, but should recognize that the underlying system economics have not fundamentally shifted. The clinical decision to prescribe remains clinically appropriate, but cost sustainability remains uncertain. For policymakers, voluntary industry agreements may fail to deliver projected government savings because manufacturers can offset patient costs through assistance programs while maintaining elevated list prices. Future cost control efforts may require mandatory pricing negotiation or reference pricing to achieve meaningful federal program expenditure reduction. Frequently asked questions: why do manufacturers use assistance programs instead of lowering prices? Assistance programs allow manufacturers to maintain high list prices, which determine insurance reimbursement rates and federal program payments while appearing to help patients. This preserves profitability and market share. When list prices drop, all payers, insurance companies, Medicare, Medicaid, other patients benefit. Assistance programs narrow benefits to eligible patients only, limiting the cost impact to the manufacturer. How does this affect Medicare and Medicaid spending? According to Stat News, federal programs reimburse based on actual list prices rather than patient copayments. If list prices remain high, Medicare and Medicaid spending on GLP-1 drugs will not decrease proportionally to patient cost-sharing reductions, limiting the public health budget benefit of the agreement. What would be needed to achieve more substantial cost reductions? Mandatory price negotiation, as implemented in some CMS programs, or reference pricing systems that tie reimbursement to competitive benchmarks, could force actual list price reductions rather than permitting assistance-based cost shifting. Such mechanisms would reduce costs across all payer types simultaneously. The Trump administration's GLP-1 pricing agreement illustrates the limits of voluntary industry frameworks in controlling drug costs. Without addressing underlying list prices, cost-shifting mechanisms preserve the economic incentives that drive high medication expenses. Future policy efforts may need to move beyond voluntary compliance toward regulatory mechanisms that create durable, system-wide price reductions. This challenge extends beyond GLP-1 drugs to the broader question of how governments can negotiate pharmaceutical costs effectively while maintaining innovation incentives, a tension that continues to define U.S. drug pricing policy. For more on pharmaceutical policy and health policy developments, and to understand prescribing and pharmacy safety, readers can explore GMJ's ongoing coverage of medication access and cost control strategies. Source: Stat News, The Loophole in Trump's Obesity Drug Deal with Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk.